Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back on this very cold, gloomy morning, but we are here.
Kirsten, it's not going to be a cold, gloomy morning when they listen.
Well, we don't. Well, hold on.
Let's check. It's supposed to be sunny for the next week. If they're in Atlanta, you going to check the weather around the world, sis?
Maybe.
Anyways, we're back.
It's cold and gloomy today. Tomorrow it shall be sunny again. There we go.
By today, she means when we're recording, not the day you're listening to this. So either way, I hope your day is bright, sunny, and filled with joy, no matter when you're listening to this, even if it's years in the future.
Wow.
You never know.
That's true. You never know. Things stay on the internet forever these days, child.
Yep.
How was your week?
It was fine. I mean, what can you say when your Wednesday includes a coup of the Capitol? I mean, so it was a mixed bag. I mean, Tuesday was an amazing day at the election polls here in Georgia with my electees, Warnock and Ossoff both winning and allowing for the Democrats to take back the Senate, only to be immediately followed by Trump's Republic, the Trump Republican Army, whatever you want to call them, acting, you know, as some would say a surprise, but to me,
it was not surprising in their true colors.
The only surprise
is that they got into the Capitol.
Exactly. So other than that, I mean, because that was that that absorbed a lot of my energy for the week. But other than that, my week was good in general. Like personally, all is cool, calm, and collected in I had to stop and think about that. For the most part, all is cool, calm, and collected in my life and in my home. How about yours, Kirsten?
It was very chill. It was my last week of work at my current job. So I really didn't do much. I did some last minute wrap up stuff and I had to edit my own job description for them to hire people.
So are they hiring people?
I mean, a person.
Oh, no. Okay.
If they were hiring people, I'd also be upset.
I was going to say, well.
No. Yes, I did that. And that was pretty much it. My last day was yesterday. My new job sent me my computer Thursday. So I was just doing a bunch of like administrative stuff all week, but for the most part it was chill.
And you're not taking a break, right? You start on Monday in the new job. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're super excited for you.
Thank you.
Yay!
Oh Lord. I was, because my thing is, you, as you know, our jobs, well, my former job, your job, you only get paid on the 15th. I only got paid on the 15th and the last day of the year. I mean, the month. You got paid as the 1st and 15th?
Something like that. But
I don't
know when
like
my,
it.
Because you never know when your checks are coming, especially working with USAA.
It's the worst. Sometimes I get it on the day everyone else gets paid. Sometimes I get it 3 days before. I'm like, what
it's
is
a
going?
Mess. I never know. Tyler will be like, when you get paid?
could be tomorrow?
Sometime next week.
Right. At some point. I'll let you know.
But here you go, Kirsten.
What?
Hey.
I'm done.
Oh, this is going to be Kirsten walking into work on Monday,
I'm
y'all.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done. I can't. But yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
They did send me my new computer and all that, so I was like, I don't really want to take a break because I don't know their pay schedule, and I'm only getting paid up to the first check of January for my last job. So I was like, I don't even need a break.
But you worked into the first
Because I only get
the 15th.
Paid, yeah,
got you.
So I was like, I don't want to take too big of a break, and then I'm gone like 2 weeks without, and I don't get paid. So I start Monday, but my first weekend, I'm basically on a vacation. So.
Why?
Because I can't use my computer till Tuesday. So I technically have a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
Monday, I only have one thing to do, and that's a call from 12 to 12:30.
Okay.
So.
Good for you.
Yeah, it'll be chill.
So exciting.
It is exciting. I'm more excited now than I've ever been. I do look forward to it. It'll be good just to do something different and fun. So yeah, I am very intrigued. I'll get to meet these new people on my team and test my skills as a leader.
Yes.
So we shall see. Yes. But other than that, y'all, it's been a very, very calm, cool, calm, and collected week. That's it. Ain't nothing else going on in my world. It's been chill and just trying to mark out what, like, really, I have goals and things that are supposed to happen this year, but really start marking out what it is that I'm trying to do so that way I can kind of keep myself on track. And on top of that, I'm going back to my trainer. So I need to.
Julius?
Yeah.
I want to find a personal trainer, but I'm not a huge fan of Julius.
I understand.
So I need to find somebody.
Julius is a lot. He
I
can
don't
be
like
a lot.
People with bad attitude. He doesn't have a bad attitude, but he's not nice.
When was he not nice?
He's not a nice person. He's very like.
He's nice.
He's neutral.
He's very monotone sometimes,
which is not nice.
But we had when I went to him, I got on to him about that a lot because he can really be a nice person. But I was like, Julius, the thing is,
I already don't want to be here.
Right. He's very like, okay, do that. Like but he doesn't let you get away with
which I like
the excuse. Like he'd be like, okay. He'd just be like, okay, okay, fine.
But and I want somebody that's like
more up. Yeah. Well, that's what we told him.
But you know
him.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what we told him. I said, Julius, the thing is, you're a great trainer. Mm-hmm. I said, however, you need to be more encouraging.
Yeah.
I said, because you be in here, we be sweating our asses off, and you be sitting here like, all calm.
Right.
No, I'm tired. I want to die. I need you to get me up off the floor.
Right.
So he was like, y'all think so? We was like, yes.
I'm done.
All of us told him that. And he was like, once he like started seeing it and really started paying it, he was like, I could see why y'all would say that. Okay, I'll do better.
Well, you let me know if anything's changed.
I'll let you know. Because that's what I was hesitant about it too. Because I was like, I really need someone to be like.
I want
to
be like.
Happy to be there. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I'll try it and see how it goes. Because it looks like his clientele really picked up.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
I feel like a lot of people have been investing in personal training because a lot of people like myself, like. I'm not quite I've been to LA Fitness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't wear masks.
Yeah. Like, that's my thing. That's my thing.
And if you're on the floor,
mm-hmm.
if it's depending on like what time, it may not even really be enough space because there is no social distancing.
Exactly.
Like,
you can't really do that.
Right. It's fine when you're on a machine, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
Yeah. That was my big thing. Like it was between him. And I told him I wouldn't go back till February anyway, but it was between him and this lady. I've been following her for years.
Ooh, well, send her to me.
I'll send her to you. Her name is Glory.
Okay.
Because I was like, maybe I should go with like a female trainer because they tend to understand more. But I've seen some of the stuff. I've just been watching her and seeing kind of some of the stuff she does. And she was mostly doing stuff just for herself, but then she became a nutrition coach and like all these things. So I said, okay. And then she really started doing personal training. I don't know for sure. I know she's in Atlanta, but
where?
I don't know where. That's my thing. I ain't about to be driving all over Timbuktu trying to get to you.
Girl, I'm not going to Effect.
No.
I'm not, and that's not even that far, but I need something Smyrna Mapleton.
Yeah, so I don't know where she is exactly, but I was going to reach out to her too, just because I'm like, I want to kind of see who I want to go with. I mean, I love Julius to death, but other
you
times I'd be like.
You had a lot of results
like,
with Julius.
I did. He's good.
Y'all
he's
all did.
Yeah.
You and Karina, Rita.
He's a great trainer. He really is. I'd just be like.
He is. Tyrell.
Honey,
I thought Tyrell was training.
One day, I told Julius one day, I said, I ain't got time for your shit today, sir. He was like. What I do. I said, I need you to have a smile on your face when I walk in this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? I said, because it's 6 a.m.
Are you going to be going that early?
God, no.
Okay. That's the other thing, too. I was thinking about, like, I want to find a trainer. And then I was like, I may do, like, if they have it available, like, a noon.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good, like, break. Mm-hmm. It could be a toss-up because you could be super tired to finish out the day. But I feel like your endorphins will
helps
get you at least to 4 p.m.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
Well, after you eat, you should be like, ooh, I'm ready to go.
Right. And then by 4 or 5.
Like, I'm tired.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean... I've been watching Julius. I haven't been there in two years.
What's the Gloria lady's Instagram?
Let me see. Glory. She's beautiful, too.
She black?
Yep.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, of course. You know, I only. Buy black, ladies and gentlemen. Her Get Glory goals. She's Dr. Glory in Yang. I don't know how to say it.
I found her.
Yep.
I found her.
She looks good. And she be working, honey.
I see a couple of people I know follow her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll follow and follow up.
Yep. So I'm thinking of reaching out to her too. She just started her personal training stuff. So that's why I was like, let me watch for a little bit and see what happens.
Yeah.
Before I start going. Because she opened this page in September. Okay. So I said, let me look and see when she starts posting people's results before I invest.
Yeah. But that's
Julius, I know what I'm getting.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You do. And he does produce results.
He does, as monotone as he is.
Yes, he produces results. So let me know. I don't know.
I actually
did think about him, too.
I'll let you know.
I wonder if Kirsten's, because I know we had talked about towards the end of the year, like, personal trainer. Yeah, and I was like, I wonder if Kirsten's going to start going back to Julius.
I will. I've seen, just in the videos he's posted and just, I've seen the energy from people in his voice. I can tell that he's a little more like, hey, y'all, all right, let's do this and let's do that. So I can tell. And I think the women that have been going through him have also, we pointed it out when I was there, but people keep telling Julius, we need more encouragement. Yeah. I need you to be like, all right, you're doing good. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. And but I will say his point back was like, I do that for people that really actually are trying. He said, I got people that come in here and they, I'm gaining weight, but you're not listening to me. He said, after a while you get tired of repeating yourself.
Yeah,
I said, I can understand that. That I can understand. I said, but for the people that are doing well, I need you to, okay, let's do this. Let's
My
get this
done.
My
thing is, if I'm here,
he'll encourage you while you're there. But his thing is like, you got to do your part when you leave me. If you're not doing your part when you leave me, it's really hard for me to keep, hey, let's do this, because you ain't trying really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get that too, but we're going to see. I'm going to go back next month after I get my schedule together.
Let me know.
Will do. But let's get into hot topics.
Okay, we've got so many this week.
So many.
I mean,
let's just start. Do you want to go down Monday through Friday?
What happened on Monday?
Nothing. Let's just skip to Tuesday.
Nothing.
Monday was January 4th. Everyone came back to
work. We went to work.
It was mostly a very monotone day. This is the eve of the
election,
Georgia runoff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the build up was.
I set my alarm for the wrong time on Monday to get up on Tuesday. I set my alarm for when I wanted to leave the house.
Oh, yes, you did work the polls, right?
Yeah.
How were the polls?
It was fine.
That's
it was a little
good.
Bit busier than November.
I heard that November was Tuesday was a bigger turnout than November.
I don't know if the turnout was bigger, but the turnout in person on Tuesday was bigger. There was less early voting and I think less absentee. Still a high volume of both compared to normal. Mm. But before we get to Monday, Sunday, did you watch Real Housewives?
Yes.
I haven't yet. How was it? I've heard it's
starting off slow for me.
Everybody is like,
slow. I'm not the biggest fan. I don't know what's going. Here's my thoughts.
We need more of a cash. Cynthia, bye. Please.
I don't mind Cynthia. I really don't. Cynthia does well when there's already shit going on. It's really hard for her to do good when it's happiness. You know what I mean?
I have another thing that happened.
Kenya, of course, is always going to have some drama. And people let her ass have it on Sunday.
Okay, I heard she was being a bitch, per usual.
I was going to say, what else is new? It was more about talking about the protest and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because she was talking about Portia, right?
Yeah.
And trying to, like, kind of downgrade
what
Portia's
like, she
doing.
Was like, how could you go? You're getting arrested. It's the way you do it. Like, she was just, ma'am. As a black woman, how dare you? Mm. How dare you? Mm. And then Lauren is Portia's sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lauren threw this, like, spoiler alert if y'all haven't watched it. It's on demand, I guess. But Lauren threw a appreciation thing for Portia, mm-hmm. for all her work that she's been doing. Mm-hmm. They all wore black or whatever. Mm-hmm. She said it was supposed to be small, intimate. Of course, certain people wanted to bring plus one, so she calls Cynthia.
Y'all.
She calls Cynthia. Cynthia's like, well, can I invite Kenya? And Lauren was like, I trust you. You're one of my favorites. It's fine. Like, you can bring her. Cool. So Cynthia tells Kenya, yada, yada, yada. I think like a day or two later or whatever in the show, Lauren texts Cynthia's like, actually don't bring Kenya because I just don't want her to take away from mm-hmm. the thing. So then Kenya, I guess, had she had done her glam, got her glam so done and all that.
This is the day of.
The day of, yeah, the day of. And so Cynthia calls
Kenya. Oh, that's why she storms out of that. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. Cynthia calls Kenya because Kenya's like, yeah, I'm getting ready. Da, da, da. And Cynthia's like, well, you may not want to do that because they told me that you can't come. And so Kenya is yelling at production like, did y'all know about this? And they were like, no.
Why would I know?
We're with you.
Right.
We don't know. So then she's like, well, I know somebody going to be paying for this glam that I wasted money on, da, 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 da. And then she storms off. And they had the little event and all that good stuff. Toya gets on my nerves already.
The one that's been getting on our nerves.
The light-skinned one with the braids right
now.
Yeah, she's
doing way too much. I hope she does not come back.
Very early. Yeah. And I don't like it. No. Like, they were at the thing, and the lady, one girl, Fallon, I guess she's going to be a friend of whoever.
Okay,
she's a beautiful girl.
That. Okay.
But she said, they were talking about, I guess, their husbands or whatever. And Toya looks at her like, well, how many kids do you have? And she was like, 8. And the lady was like,
shit.
Right. Everybody's like, wait, whoa, what? And she was like, well, I have 3. My husband has 5. So together we're like the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. And
they don't have any together?
I don't think. She didn't specify. Okay. So then Toya's like, well, how old is your husband? And the girl was like, he's 59. Mm-hmm. And Fallon looks to be at least 30-something.
Oh, is the Fallon girl Simons?
Yes.
The owner of Simons?
Yes.
You know their restaurant closed down. That restaurant,
yes,
it didn't make
I
it through
did.
The pandemic.
I heard.
It closed early, like
very
May,
early.
I think.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Yeah,
which says,
I mean, I don't know if it was already on the down end before the pandemic, or they may have just been riding it like too close, and then once
that
the pandemic
probably was
hit,
it that you didn't have a long runway. Yeah. But yeah, so then
I want to know what his other money is from, because that house when they went to that pool, I was like, okay, you had where is this money from? He sounds foreign.
He does. So he probably has some foreign money.
Yeah. And
somewhere.
She, yeah. Oh, I didn't know she had 3 kids, but I literally thought, oh, she looks like she's with him for the money.
Well, that's
I hate to bring it
Toya
up.
Toya said, but you look like a woman that marries older men with money.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, you just met her.
Yeah. Yeah. You, I wouldn't say that to her.
Right.
Face.
Right. Candy was like, and this is why people don't like you.
I would call Terry afterwards and talk about it.
Yeah. Like, she was like, you just met her. You can't say shit like that to people.
Right.
So she's just rubbing everybody the wrong way off the tip. But other than that, it's starting slow. We'll see what happens. I mean, it was a drag.
Yeah.
Marlo just needs to get a peach at this point.
I really wonder if Marlo doesn't want a peach.
She may not want one.
Because, you know, a peach comes with more responsibility.
Exactly. Marlo can do whatever the hell she wants.
Exactly.
Which is probably what, because now, even when you, like, you know how normally Marlo would say such and such is friend.
No, it just
and
says
then
Marlo.
It was, now it's just Marlo.
If you don't know, if you know,
right.
You know.
It's just Marlo.
I
do too. She's hilarious.
And I've heard great things about from people that have met her that she's just
she's
nice.
A really nice person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, child, ain't nothing going on.
Mm, okay, mm-mm. So Monday.
I just want them to acknowledge Riley's nose job. I really do. It bothers me that they haven't talked.
Not even
kidding. It's going to come, but I really need y'all to speak about this.
I just need to know who she went to so I know. Because
I don't like it.
I don't
it does
go to
not
them.
Look good to me.
She looks like a who?
I liked her old nose better.
Yes.
It looked really good for her face. And when she lost all that weight, she looked amazing.
Yes. I also think she may have gotten maybe like some of the jaw structure
or something like that.
It's just, she looks older than her mother
now.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's not good.
She needs to go. I wish she could go back.
It's not good at all.
I'm not a fan of her nose.
And I don't like to talk about kids, but she's grown.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like it. I'm just waiting on them to like, because it's clear as day.
Ain't nobody gonna bring it up.
It wasn't a subtle nose. Like, I could see if she took a little in.
It was.
No.
But
she wanted a nose
face.
Like Candy's, and it didn't work. Because I could, in my head, I can see where she's going with it. Because Candy's nose is more button like that. But Riley didn't have that nose at all. Her old nose.
Now I gotta go look to at me Candy's looked good. Nose. Because if she wanted a nose like her mom, something drastically went
Candy's
wrong.
Candy's nose is a little wider too, but it's
and they
me,
may need to file a lawsuit.
Like, I feel like that's the way she was trying to go, and it did not go that way.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking.
You see what I'm saying?
Where's a picture of them two? Candy Riley. Okay, here's Riley. Yeah, no, that's it doesn't look like her mom's at all. It's literally like she would need damn near. She needs like break up a quarter of an inch of nose, like divide a quarter of an inch, which would be what, an eighth of an inch, and add an eighth of an inch
on either side. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I feel like that's where she was trying to go. It just didn't go that way. They took too much.
It's,
you know what I mean?
To me, it's like everything that she had done. It just made her look old.
Yeah, I'm so not a fan.
And maybe it's partially like the glam and it stuff too. Be. But it just made her look
it's
old.
It's not.
I'm not a fan of Riley though.
Riley be, she just be saying whatever. I'd be like, girl, okay.
Oh, here we go. Here, yeah, no. Look. She looks like the mother in this picture.
That's what I'm saying. That one, I think the makeup on her is just a little too old, you know what I mean? Like, here she doesn't look as bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's, yeah, I think it has a lot. They're putting heavy makeup on this girl.
Y'all, we're on her Instagram.
Yes, and sorry, again,
Riley. I don't want to say that she's a beautiful girl.
She really is, but all she needed to do was they did too much.
She went a little Vivica.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
She may need to get that fixed.
Yes, that's what I'm not a fan.
My thing I'm scared about Riley for is that it's obvious that she grew up with money, and she, like, to me, acts a little bit like a spoiled girl. Like, she gives me, like,
she be
kids that
whatever.
Grew up in Calabasas vibes, and I worry that, like, she's going to go overboard. She's only 18 and had this drastic of plastic surgery done. Oof. Where do we go from here? You have nothing to look forward to,
like,
sis.
The old nose was great.
It was.
It was great. Some people.
Let me see that picture again.
Her old nose. This is the same little scroll thing.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't have the jaw stuff done. Maybe it was. I don't. But girl, you have nowhere to go from here with your face. Like, and you're gonna probably want to edit your face more. So we'll see.
We will see. You know, and she be talking to Candy all types of crazy, child.
Well, Candy let her. Candy lets everybody talk to her crazy except for her husband.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Which I mean. He don't be talking to her crazy. He just
don't.
Be trying to like.
But Todd
sense.
Do be putting his. He be trying to put his foot down.
And,
he be trying,
Candy
and it don't work.
It right on it, off.
I know it just. It don't work. But anyway, we'll see if they acknowledge it later on in the show. Child.
I don't
every
think
time I see it, I'm like, this y'all cannot possibly think this looks good. But okay. So yeah, Monday everybody was back to work. Tuesday.
Something happened on Monday, and now I forgot because we went so deep into...
What happened on... I don't know what happened
it
on
was
Monday.
Oh! So, first day back at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you Slack? So, if y'all use Slack at your company... Slack was like, where the fuck did all these people come from? We weren't ready! Slack was still on Christmas break.
It was.
We showed up to work on Monday on the East Coast. It's working for until like 9:30, and then it crashed.
And it was like, nothing's going through. I was like,
not loading.
I thought
not
it was
loading.
Just me. So I was like, well, shit, let me log out.
Right.
Log back in. Shit, and then I'm on a call, and they was like, is anybody else's Slack down?
No.
And then I saw a message come up like, Slack is aware of the issues.
Right.
I was
and
like,
then I got on Twitter and CNN posted about it. I'm like, okay, it's
okay,
not just me.
This is everybody.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
I was like, what the? That was the only thing that happened
yes,
on Monday.
That was
like,
funny. I laughed.
Shit was out for 3 hours.
It was I was like, well, shit. Okay. I said, like, ain't nobody going to bother me. Let me at least do what I need
That's
to do.
That's what everybody was saying. Like, people were like, man, I got so many emails and tasks done.
So
nobody
much
was
done. Right.
Me.
Nobody bothered me.
Blessings in disguise.
Right.
All right, so now Tuesday.
Election day in Georgia.
Yeah.
It was a lot of early voting. Early voting was damn near all of December. It started on the 14th, right? I think it was
14th. Something like 12th, 14th.
It was December. A good bit of time for people to early vote. I voted absentee again just because it's easier. But yeah, so the Tuesday runoffs happen. It's pretty chill all day Tuesday. Coverage starts around 4 or 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Polls start closing at 7. Numbers start trickling in.
Trickle, trickle.
I really didn't pay that close of attention to it like I did the election, because something in me was like, I feel like Georgia is going to do right. I really did. Mm-hmm. Because if the November election didn't tell us something, and I think Donald Trump pissed everybody off when he basically tried to disenfranchise all the black people, in particular Fulton County. And so I think I had like peeked at CNN and peeked at CNN and all of the Democratic numbers were sky high. And I was like, okay, that's probably not going to end like that, but okay. Mm-hmm. And then I checked back a few hours later and I saw that the Republicans had closed the gap. And I just thought, Ossoff was losing at the time, the last time I had checked. They had called Warnoff's late Tuesday. Yep. I had a feeling he was going to beat her.
I had a strong feeling.
Long before we got there.
They were saying that it was a better chance for Warnoff from the beginning because Loeffler was never elected. She was appointed.
Right.
And so people, and apparently a lot of Republicans were not happy with her when Kemp appointed her. They wanted somebody else. I don't know who, because I don't pay attention to their stuff.
Because she had ran and lost, and then she got appointed.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, we didn't want her to begin with.
Yeah. And then, so it was kind of like, okay, this one may be easier, which it was. And then I thought it was going to go 1-1. When I went to bed at like 12:30.
It could go 1-1, because I said, Purdue and Ossoff, that's going to be tight.
Yeah. I went to bed at like 12:30 and I was like, well, 1-1, not too bad. Proud of Georgia, black senator for the first time ever. And I woke up and Ossoff was ahead. And I was like, all right.
Right. Well, hold up now.
All right.
All right now, Georgia. Okay. You showing out.
Let me find out, shawty. Let me find out.
So Wednesday comes, y'all, because Tuesday was, for the most part, uneventful. Trump was tweeting all types of shit. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. This is what leads into Wednesday. He told y'all what the hell was about to go down. That's my issue.
Yeah.
He told y'all. I don't know why people sound surprised. Wednesday comes,
He was literally hype beasting these people. Like, he was back there.
All
like,
week.
Like, go.
Right.
Go,
literally.
Go. Go.
Who's
go,
next? Go. Literally. So Wednesday comes, I'm working, everybody's chill, whatever. It's clear Democrats are going to win the Senate.
Okay, the protest is today. We all knew the protest was coming.
Everybody knew about the protest. Whatever, cool. Y'all keep having protests, do what you do. Here's where shit gets tricky. I'm going to remember where I was when I learned about what going on in D.C. I was sitting at my counter in my kitchen. Something said, Kirsten, get on Twitter. Something was like, you should get on Twitter. So I get on Twitter, and the first thing I see is anybody else watching the news right now? Y'all should turn on your TV. So I go in the living room. My mom FaceTimes me, right? And she goes, oh, these white people done lost their damn mind.
Girl.
I said, Mom, what are you talking about? Turn the TV on.
Click, click.
CNN. They're taking the Capitol.
First of all, let me also preface. This is why I'm an ABC News junkie, because CNN was literally trying to make it a blockbuster movie. They sensationalized the hell out of everything on Wednesday.
They did, y'all.
Like, oh my God. Let me go back to George Stephanopoulos.
I'm looking and I said, I saw them trying to get, like, when, by the time I turned the TV on, they were on the steps. Right? So I said, well, what the hell? Mama, I said, Mom, what is going on? She's like, it looks like they're trying to break into the Capitol. And it, y'all, I'm from Maryland. I've been at D.C. You cannot
get close to the Capitol building.
It is impossible to do. On a regular day, one person trying to do that shit would have got shot. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that. So me being me, I'm like, ain't no way in hell. That's the first thing I thought. I said, ain't no way. And then I said,
no.
Oh, no, this is really happening.
Yep.
So I said, okay, let's see if they can get in. Well, they made it to the subs. Let's see if they can get in.
Let's pause here. Okay. So by now we've got complete and total media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter, not really watching the news that much, but also reading a lot of articles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting frustrated. By now it's about 3 p.m. I'm mm-hmm. getting really frustrated that all the coverage is continuing to call these people protesters.
Yeah, they're not protesters.
By now,
at this
they've
point.
Broken through the barricades. Mm-hmm. Like Kirsten said, they're on the building. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very violent. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous. And we are continuing to call these people protesters.
And they're not.
Trump protesters. Mm-hmm. The Trump they are rioters. Yep.
Uh-huh. It's a group of white supremacists.
They're attempting to break an entry
mm-hmm. they of a are government attempting to overthrow the government right now, y'all.
Like, when did we shift?
That was me. I was like, y'all got to change the name at this point. This is no longer a protest.
No, that's what was y'all, getting me. That was the first thing. Continue.
Keisha texts us both.
Right.
And Keisha texts like, us. Oh, we about to, let's see what they do. Da 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 da. Here's the thing. One of the things that first came to mind was like, if black people were here, a lot of people would be dead. A lot of people would have been
and
dead.
And not even just black people. I also want to point out, like, if it was Native Americans.
Anybody outside of the white people.
People would have been dead.
Outside of the one person that got shot.
And let me tell you, we wouldn't have made it to a fucking door.
To climb through a window.
Climb through a window inside the building.
That's what I'm saying.
Down a government hall before we got shot.
That's what I'm saying. This is what also made me chuckle. CNN, somebody on CNN, one of the anchors that was like on the ground, you know, mm-hmm. they're on the ground right with all the people in the mess. The guy goes, yeah, they said the National Guard is on their way, but boy, are they taking their time. I don't know what's going on.
Let's talk about the Capitol Police. Kirsten's cracking up.
Because it makes me laugh because it's like, y'all, it's not okay what happened at all. What makes me laugh is the fact that people were so appalled and shocked that this happened. I laugh because I said, they've been telling y'all they was going to do some shit like this
and
for months.
And they act like this in everyday life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is nothing new.
I got into it with a person that I went to high, not got into it, but we exchanged words on Instagram. He, in high school, was like your prototype Reagan Republic. Mm. I mean, mind you, we mm-hmm. were kids, but like prototype Reagan Republic. Mm-hmm. He now lives in France and I assume he didn't vote for Trump based mm-hmm. on like what he posts mm-hmm. and how like this has been the degradation of the Republican yeah. Party and yeah. all that kind of stuff. And he was like, this is not the America I know. I'm so shocked.
This is America.
That's maybe for you.
Me off. Everybody kept saying, this is not who we are. Yes, I was like, it is, y'all.
It is. It always has been. This has been a violent country for maybe for you because they don't treat you like this.
That's true.
These people act like this and treat people that don't look like them like this all the time.
This is nothing.
Yes, they've been empowered by Trump mm-hmm. even more so to do something this drastic, but they act like this without repercussions in everyday life in America. Mm-hmm. So yes, this is America. How lucky of you to not have been able to see it until now.
Right.
He didn't respond.
Of course not. He didn't respond. Y'all, so Capitol Police, y'all, let's just talk about y'all for a second. Okay, there's a picture that went around of when the BLM protests were happening over the summer and the National Guard, Capitol Police were all on the steps of the Capitol.
That was the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, sorry, Lincoln Memorial. Mm-hmm. Yes, right? But they were prepared, mm-hmm. right? The Capitol Police, all y'all just kind of were like, oh, come on in. Y'all opened doors for people. Like, people kept saying it's a breach.
Weird.
It wasn't a breach. They let them in.
They opened
y'all.
Barricades.
They did all of, they literally just let these people come in. And let me tell y'all something. I don't know if you've seen the video of the black Capitol Police guard in the Capitol when they first broke in. Mm-mm. He was by himself.
Oh, man.
Y'all. No, he did. As a black person, he did exactly what I would have done.
He ran.
Got the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
The thing on Twitter said, if they don't pay me enough for this shit, was a video. He literally was like, get back. And then like 10 people got in front of him. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm out. I don't blame you.
Because
nobody else is trying to help.
And at that point, I honestly wonder if what was going through this head was, I don't fully know of who my
right.
colleagues are
exactly
for this
exactly.
or against
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So let me, because I guarantee you there are Capitol Police that knew, like,
they were taking pictures, all types of stuff. And here, my thing, they had a noose Like, y'all.
Can we talk about the bombs?
Girl, that, you know what I said? I said the craziest shit is the bombs weren't even the biggest headline of the day.
Like, we're really not digging into the fact, that apparently they found some bombs.
Yes,
matter multiple. Of fact, I need to tweet George that and Martha. Can we talk about the bombs, guys?
Multiple bombs were found.
People were armed.
Y'all, I don't... It's gonna happen again. That's the thing. Like... We have 2 weeks till Inauguration Day. There is
I'm scared.
Y'all, just stay home.
Who assumes power if Joe and Kamala?
Nancy Pelosi.
We're okay.
She's second in line after Kamala.
So it's not the majority of for the Senate?
It's whoever the House Speaker is.
The House Speaker.
Yeah, okay. So it's Joe, Kamala, Nancy. Mm-hmm. And then after Nancy is, oh, shit, I don't know.
We'll look it up.
We'll look it up and let y'all know.
Maybe
but
the Secretary of State or
I
something.
I think something like that. But it would be, if it's not Joe and Kamala, it would be Nancy.
Because these people got me real scared.
Y'all, it's, at this point, the inauguration needs to be virtual. There doesn't need to be anything happening outdoors, nothing happening on the mall. Like, y'all need to just shut it down because at this point, all bets are off. You yeah. don't know what people are going to do at this point. Mm-hmm. This man... is sitting in the White... First of all, you told these people to go down there. I'm coming with you. And then you took your ass back in the White House.
Of course you did.
I'm like...
Because you're a fake and a phony.
Okay.
He ain't about that life.
Y'all, Wednesday, I literally... Like, I was calling my parents. I said, please, y'all... I know y'all aren't going to, but... And tell your son, don't go in D.C. anytime soon, please. Like, just stay... home.
They're probably on their way back now, but it just
the there's videos of them on the plane.
Oh, I saw that assaulting Lindsey Graham.
That, but no, they attacked Mitt Romney. They were on the plane.
That was a week or so ago, though.
I thought it happened again.
Oh, it maybe I don't know.
Because Lindsey Graham was walking through the airport. I saw that video, but I was reading an article about them going off on Mitt Romney. It could have been.
I know that was like a week or so ago.
Okay.
There
was this video of this black girl leaving D.C. She was on a plane going to Charlotte. Mm. You could hear in the background, she said, none of these people have a mask. And they were singing the Star Spangled Banner. Then there was another video of a black lady on a plane. I think she was going to Phoenix.
Oh, fuck. That's why
I feel like I need to tell you about this.
Oh, damn.
So they're going to Phoenix. The pilot had to come on the speaker and say, I will dump y'all ass in Kansas if you don't behave.
Oh, my God.
He said, but put on your damn Delta? Mask.
Probably not. Delta don't fucking play.
They don't. Delta doesn't play.
Let me text my mom. She's on Southwest. Yeah. Good luck, sis.
Y'all are flying separate?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
She had credits and stuff.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I told her I'm not flying anything but Delta during this pandemic.
Yeah.
Don't play
with me. Because Delta don't do the middle seats.
And
everywhere
Delta is not playing with these people.
They're not. They're banning everyone.
Right. You don't want to wear a mask? Okay, don't fly with us ever again.
Alaska banned, I think, 14 people, not including other people they have banned for not wearing masks.
Don't play with me.
It's insanity. The pilot literally said, look, it's about a 4-hour flight to Phoenix. He said, I need y'all to wear y'all mask.
And
I don't give a damn.
Fuck down.
Yeah, he said, sit down. Be respectful to these flight attendants. I don't give a damn where we at when y'all start acting a fool. I will dump your ass in Kansas if y'all don't behave.
That's where they belong.
And all you hear the lady go, behave. And somebody said, you damn right. I said, oh, geez. I said, Lord, what is happening?
It's a reckoning.
They are acting.
Reckoning. And girl. I'm so glad the world gets to see
it,
who we
right.
are.
Because I saw an article, they put all the different newspapers around the world and what they had to say. Child.
Y'all think, you know, when you travel out the country and the first thing when they find out you're American, they be like, oh, you from New York.
Yeah.
No, baby. There's more to America
right,
than New York City.
Right.
No,
not
I'm
New
not.
York. Mm-mm,
Most
mm-mm.
of us aren't.
Right. A vast majority are not, unfortunately.
But when you come, stick to New
right,
York.
You stay in New York, boo. It's perfectly safe.
New
for you.
York? LA?
No.
There's a lot.
In between.
There's more to it than
y'all, that. Y'all, people are acting a whole full right now.
So we kind of talked about Thursday. I also wanted to come out. I'm not sure if you saw my post on Facebook, what came out the on Thursday, thing. Late Thursday yeah. as well. Uh-huh. So in Georgia, y'all, in addition to all of the foolery, which we knew this was coming. We and did. Again, this is why me we and Kirsten did. Always preach about how important local elections mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. So literally our state Republicans here wasted absolutely no time proposing voting restrictions mm-hmm. and working to get them to be on the ballot.
Yep.
If you are in Georgia, you should be aware that our Republicans are trying to get on the ballot to do the following, require an excuse to cast an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. So these past two elections,
you don't need any. They were sending you the application in the mail just because.
That's another thing that they want to get rid of. You cannot, you forbid organizations and governments from mailing absentee ballot applications. They want to get rid of all the ballot drop boxes. Mm. They want to mandate a photo ID to be included when returning an absentee ballot, which, to be fair, this is the only one I can understand because I read this one lady was like, well, I have to show ID when I vote. In person.
Why can't I
show okay, it? I'll give I that get, to you. Right. Even though you have to do the multiple signatures and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Whatever. And also, I just want to throw that out there that there has not been any fraud that has come about from not like missing a ID.
Yep.
But they want to mandate a photo ID to be included. They want to. This is the thing that really pissed me off because it was like, y'all clearly are targeting
Black people.
Poor, I won't even say Black people, but poor people, which tends to be us and Latino voters in urban areas. They want to eliminate mobile voting buses during early voting.
Which is crazy.
And then the last one I read already, which was mailing the absentee ballot application. So if you guys don't think that, one, your vote counted.
It sure did.
It definitely counted so much.
Pissed them off.
Pissed them off, scared them. Mm-hmm. Two, that...
Because Kemp is shaking in his boots. He know he probably going to be a one-term governor if he don't change some shit
around. I get confused with the gubernatorial people. What? They can run multiple. I feel like they're in office so long.
They have. It's two terms for Georgia. Okay. Some don't States. Have term okay. limits. Yeah. But Georgia is two.
Child.
Because he's up for re-election in 2022. And y'all.
Should we vote for that in 2022?
If Stacey Abrams runs again, I have no doubt. She will win.
By
a pretty significant margin, I feel.
He's lost so much support within his own party from the crazies. Yeah,
exactly. And so has poor old Brad Raffensperger. We didn't even talk about the call.
The call?
The recording call.
God. That was Monday,
that
wasn't
was,
it?
Yes.
Was that Monday?
That was Monday. This is how you know last week. This week has been a shit show. Monday happened. And was it the New York Times or the Washington Post?
One of them.
released a hour-long recorded call between the president and Brad Raffensperger, who's Georgia Secretary of State, and his lawyer, a bunch of lawyers on the phone.
And that one guy is it Gail the guy that starts with a G.
I don't know, but I know who you're talking about. Anywho, so essentially what Trump was saying is he basically was pressuring them to flip
fraud the election. Right,
to flip it for him to win, essentially. Mind you, they say he had to call them 18 times before they actually picked up. Then on top of that, what did he say? Look, guys, I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. And you should want there to be a fair election. And ever so calmly, they responded, We do have a fair election. What do you want us to do, bro? What do you want us to do? So that happened on Monday. Tuesday was the election. Wednesday was the insurrection. We're 3 days in to the new year. Like, oof. Y'all, it has been a shit show
of a week.
Seriously. And, you know... I don't know. The thing is,
you know, I don't know.
Wednesday, Black people just sat back, popped some popcorn, and watched the show because it was like, if this was the BLM, there would be rubber bullets. A lot more people would be dead. There'd be Black people all over the steps of the Capitol, and y'all would be saying that it was justified.
Shall we move on to Friday?
Please do.
So Friday, we finally have some reckoning.
Yeah.
Trump is banned from Twitter.
Yes.
Banned from Facebook, Instagram.
And I said,
and he says, fuck that shit. I'm not coming to this goddamn inauguration,
which I knew he was going to do long before. I saw
that coming. As soon as he lost, I said that to Tyrell or my mom. Like, I wonder if he'll be at the inauguration.
I knew he wouldn't come because he didn't want to accept the fact that he lost. So I damn sure didn't think he was going to go and watch somebody else take his power.
And it just made me think about like how presidential Barack and Michelle Obama were, because like when you read both of their memoirs and you know like how fucking pissed they were at that inauguration, so mad. But they showed up like presidential people and did what they had to do, smiled, did what they had to do, left everything in order for this man, and you knew he wasn't gonna do the same.
Nope.
You knew he was. Ooh, y'all sure do like a tacky one.
Okay.
It's just tacky.
Twitter, yeah, they took away whatever special thing he had. And here's the thing. As soon as I saw that, I said, y'all, he's just going to post from the presidential Twitter account.
They about to get rid of that, too.
I knew it. As soon as they did it, I said, he's just going to switch. I knew that was going to come. And sure enough.
Here he is.
Here he's back. So, y'all, they could have did this
years ago. Maybe really. We wouldn't be where we are.
Exactly.
Because it was years, so much misinformation. Right.
Years ago. Why did it take... y'all have only really been trying to like fact check this man for
the last four months
since the election. Yeah. I don't understand. He's been spewing lies since he started.
And shut down QAnon.
Please do, child. I'm tired. I am talking about
freedom of speech. This freedom of speech.
It can be dangerous.
That's the thing. It's freedom of speech until it incites danger.
Exactly.
Once it does that, it's illegal.
Right.
And I feel like we've gotten to the point where it's incited danger. Yeah, Let's make it illegal.
I mean, y'all, Biden came out like, it's a good thing he's not coming. Biden, you ain't about to do shit. But I understand. I feel you on
being.
Don't
test Joe.
Joe was ready. Joe looked like he was ready to scrap.
I ain't a fighter, but don't push me.
He looked like he was ready to scrap that day.
We threw down that binder.
Right. Fuck this shit. He was tired.
Walked off all stiff.
Sorry I made you wait. Have a good one.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. No, but he, and then the crazy thing is, on that Wednesday, Joe came out, made a speech, and was like, Trump, you need to come out and denounce this. And here comes Trump with this what?
Go home.
1 minute video. We know you're upset.
It's time to go home.
We love you. Even though it was a fraudulent election, we love you. But it's time to go home now. What? Sir, what? I don't.
The only thing that brings me comfort that we won't end up in Handmaid's Tale is I genuinely don't think these people are smart enough.
They're not.
To execute that.
They're not. But that takes strategy and a whole lot of smart people behind you. And there are some dumbasses in that whole group.
But it scares me because it really does just show that all you have to do is be a white man or a white woman. You have to be a white person.
Mm-hmm.
For people to trust you, even when you obviously have shown that you are not like, child. On a better note.
Okay.
On Friday, we started to see some light.
Okay.
At the end of the tunnel. In a couple of ways.
Okay.
One is musically.
Yes.
Wow, we got some great music on Friday.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
And another thing. I can't remember anything that has happened this year. Yes. Before we move on to the music, we got the gym. That is the video, the interview between Gayle King and Maya or Mia. Ponsetto.
Yes.
As if you didn't give us enough content for us to know that you were a shitty ass racist person already. No. Thank you for going to interview Gayle King and not being smart enough
that don't
to
know
n-
who
maneuver
this lady
through
is,
it.
If you don't know who this lady is, she went viral a few weeks ago in December for attacking this 14-year-old boy because she accused him of stealing her phone because he's black, essentially. He was just coming off the elevator, and she just knew.
Mind you, this 14-year-old boy didn't need shit, okay? Mm-mm. He's like the son of
a Grammy award-winning saxophonist or like a Beyonce jazz musician.
Saxophonist.
Yeah, some
and
wild
some
shit.
Other man that's yeah. a huge AKA, Grammy award winning like trumpet player
doing
or something like that.
Just fine.
Just fine.
Just fine.
Cause Beyonce ain't come meet. I need a Beyonce chick.
That's, and I bet you that shit is hefty.
And she's been with her for like
a long time.
Go ahead.
Child. So the video goes viral. She literally attacked this poor boy. Like ran up on him, tried to tackle him. It didn't work because his dad was like, bitch, bye. His dad was right there the entire time, mm-hmm. stood up for him because the manager was like, well, let me see the background of your phone. And his dad was like, no, mm-hmm. he's not going to show you that. You have no reason for him to think he stole your phone mm-hmm. other than the fact that he's a black man with an iPhone. What else is there? No. Mm-hmm. So she goes viral, right? End of December, around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So it didn't get too crazy. It went viral, yes, but there were other things going on, holidays, yada, yada. They put out a warrant for her arrest. Next thing you know, we are blessed. Gayle King's interviews, y'all, be coming through in the clutch.
She's so unbothered. She's such a phenomenal journalist.
I love Gayle, y'all.
She's such a phenomenal journalist.
After the Robert.
Y'all, get me with this shit.
One of the funniest interviews. He said, they tried to kill me. They tried to take me down.
I forgot about that, man. I got to watch that later when I'm on my couch.
But I'm alive. She was like, okay.
Y'all killing me.
Yeah, y'all killing me with this shit. Robert.
With Mia or Maya, however you
whatever
say her
you
want
to call it.
First Gayle of all, was holding her ass accountable.
She was.
Because she tried to pull this whole angel, like,
I'm a sweet person.
I apologize to them already.
If I hurt his feelings.
If I hurt.
Bitch, you just accused me of stealing your phone, tackled me, and accosted me in the middle of the hotel.
Exactly.
What you mean if you hurt my feelings?
It was a mistake. I've said that already. That's not who I am.
Her lawyer was sitting there like, I did not get paid enough for this bullshit here.
But as she was saying all that, Gayle was like
no.
pressing her like, yeah. okay, but I understand that like this is, but do you really see the problem?
Yeah.
Do you see the issue? Yeah. Are you really apologetic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, before we knew it, Mia snapped.
Gayle.
Enough.
Gayle was like, oh, okay.
The lawyer looked over at her.
Was like, God damn it.
She said, stop.
Well, first of all, you knew she really didn't give a damn. She had on a hat that said daddy.
Right.
A crop top. And just her overall attitude was just, I don't give a damn.
Right.
So Gayle, and I watched, like, you know how they always talk about the interview after, mm-hmm. like, the clip. Gayle was like, yeah, her lawyer told her she should probably take the hat off.
And
she
refused.
Said no. Mm-hmm. She was like, they were like, yeah, that it didn't make her look any better.
No.
Gayle was like, mm-mm.
And she was arrested hours after she finished
in California
that
or something,
interview.
Right? Yeah, because yep. she said the police hadn't contacted her, but you just got. And I was like, maybe they did, or they just figured out where you were because you flew to California trying to get away.
They arrested her.
They sure did. Caught that ass.
Yep.
Y'all,
I don't know if she'll go to jail because she's white,
right? But
whatever.
I appreciate them though holding her semi-accountable. Whatever mm-hmm. wherever it goes in the court system, because we all know the justice system is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the NYPD went to that length to get this girl for doing some dumb shit. What'd she say at the end? But my phone was in the hotel. But this boy didn't have it. That's the point.
That is the point, girl.
It doesn't matter if it
was in
the hotel.
I've never met anybody that, like, because I feel like all of us have been in this situation where we've been in a place and it's like, fuck, I've misplaced my phone.
I lost my phone in Miami and I know
somebody
stole
that
shit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, my first original thing is I don't ever think that my phone was stolen. I was at a house party once.
I was in my room drunk and somebody stole my phone.
Okay, well, I don't know. That sounds like it might have been people you knew.
It was.
Okay, well,
but
I mean, like, in a public space.
I know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, I've never thought, like, somebody took it. Like, yeah. No, I've thought.
Like, oh, shit.
I left it somewhere.
Right.
It fell out.
Yeah,
I left it somewhere.
I don't immediately go, you got my phone. Like,
and even if someone did, girl, 611 on somebody else's phone, the hotel phone. Hey, AT&T.
Right.
I've lost my phone. Please turn it off.
Yeah.
I'll get to a store and buy
a
new fucking
one.
It's
not that hard.
Mia, you've got the money.
Right.
Chill out, bruh.
Chill it was out. Not that deep. It was not that phone? Right. She was talking about, well, it had my only way of getting back home. I guess it was, she was trying to go somewhere. It had her boarding pass or something in it. You can get a new phone and download.
You can. You're at a hotel. Pass. Go to the business center. That's all you have to do.
We were doing that before boarding passes were available on phones, y'all. Child, I just, this every day was some shit.
I wish the father would have turned around to her and been like, I wish Juan Dixon was here. I really wish Juan Dixon was here right now.
It was bad. It was a bad. She did not make herself look any better. It was, and Gail just ever so calmly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are nailing your coffin.
Okay,
sis.
You are doing this to yourself.
All right.
Woo.
So also before we leave off this week and transition into the work playlist, I posted this on Instagram. I just want to get your take. So we got an official trailer for Malcolm and Marie yesterday.
Ah, I did see your commentary. And I did watch the trailer after I saw your commentary.
Oh, you hadn't seen it yet?
No.
Okay.
Because so I had been waiting on it. Because it, like, they had been promoting. I just saw a picture for the longest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is the new movie starring Zendaya and
John David Washington.
Thank you. John David Washington.
Biblical ass name. Jesus Christ. Sorry, God, but damn, that's biblical as hell. Go ahead.
John David Washington. It was filmed during quarantine. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
They're very attractive people.
They both are phenomenal.
It's shot beautifully.
Black actors mm-hmm. that are like up and coming, like looking to be our mm-hmm. next legendary set of actors, mm-hmm. Part of that group. And yeah, so everybody's really been excited about this movie mm-hmm. because of you know,
who's in it.
Yeah, who's in it. And from the moment I heard about this movie, I just want to let y'all know, like at first, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, this sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
And then I started reading a little bit more, like whatever I could get a few months ago. And I was like, okay, I don't really know. So what's it about?
Yeah.
What's What's it about? So they finally released this trailer yesterday and I watched the trailer and I, in the trailer, like, what's it about? So I'm online.
Oh, God.
Reading various articles, Wikipedia, to read the plot, and all I can see is that it's a night of us watching them argue and talk about their relationships. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, because in the trailer, I said, well, they're always in this house, mm-hmm. and they've all got on the same outfit. Mm-hmm. So does this mean it's just one night? I'm confused. So once I read those articles, it pretty much confirmed that we're supposed to watch them
talk
mm-hmm. for a night
mm-hmm.
and I'm confused why we're supposed to be excited to watch this.
Oh gosh.
First of all, it sounds like it should have been a short story. You know how short film Pixar creates those short films?
Yes.
It sounds
Real
like
quick.
It could have been that
mm-hmm.
Also I feel like this would have been better for theater. Like, I feel like this is something that could have translated in theater maybe really well.
Like a
this
play?
This is about to be monologue fucking heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it is.
What's your thoughts, Kirsten?
Y'all, okay, here's how I knew the trailer was out. I scrolled through Twitter, and Deja popped up on my timeline. And the first thing I saw was, am I the only one, but does this look boring? So I said, well, what the hell? I said, oh, maybe the trailer is out. So I said, okay, let me find the trailer. So I started watching the trailer, and I said, okay, so it's all in black and white. I thought maybe just the photo was black
Which
and white.
I can get past that.
I don't
that.
Mind the black and white
mm-hmm.
if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching. I said, okay, 2 minutes. This is a 2-minute trailer, so maybe some shit will change.
And nothing has happened.
And
there
I said, okay,
no.
So are they, because it looked like in one part, like, did they go somewhere? Because they came back from a party? She
yeah.
was in a dress?
Somebody
got
to die.
Is that the start of the film? I don't... Okay. So is it a love story? Or is it... And then I read and said, no, this is like about their love. And I said, okay.
Is but somebody like, going to die? This is me every 30 seconds as the trailer goes on. Is somebody going to die?
Yeah, like what? Do they get... Like, is this like a... They get old and all that? Like, does all that happen? No.
Is this a black marriage story?
Okay. I don't know. So I just was like, the trailer is not doing a good job of making me really want to set aside some time to watch.
I think the trailer is doing a perfect job of showing us what the movie is going to be.
I can see that. I love John David Washington and I love Zendaya. When I saw that they were together in the movie, I was like, oh, this is about to be good as hell. That shit. Okay. And then I watched it and I was like, I don't know if this is going to be what I felt like it was going to be. Because it could have been a love story. That's fine. So, but like, is it just them in this movie the entire time?
I'm 99% sure it is, Kristen.
Oh, fudge.
So did you watch the Euphoria special?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be like that.
But that was so good.
But it was monologues.
I know. Yes.
It was boring. It was phenomenal acting.
Yes, but it was.
But it was boring.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know, this movie is written, directed by
of Euphoria.
Yeah, yes, Sam Levinson. Mm-hmm. And apparently his whole thing has been trying to like create these quarantine safe experiences. But because of that, it's, you know, one to two to three actors.
Yeah. And they're just talking.
In one scene,
mm-hmm.
or one set, I should say, not scene. Y'all have fun. I'm going to watch it. It may watch me.
I was about to say the same thing. Or it may take me a couple days.
That's what Ariel was saying. She's like, I'm just going to watch it in pieces.
It may take. If it's good. Now, if it's a good story, I can get through it. But if it's boring, I may pause it and go to something else and then come back to it. Or I may never go back. It's
a toss-up.
Yeah. You know, two great actors. I don't know how I feel about that. So we'll see.
I mean, it's to me, and the reason why also I feel like it would, like, you get monologues in theater, but mm-hmm. because of the live aspect of it and the set changes and the breaks.
If this was a Shonda Rhimes film, it would probably be more interesting. Because, you know, Shonda can kill a good monologue.
But her monologues aren't true monologues. Not in this sense. That's not true. In a, like a.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, it's going to be like people didn't like Fences when it came to theaters.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, it's fabulous.
It is.
In the theater.
It is.
I mean, think for Color Girls. Like,
same. Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
We gonna see.
I don't know, child.
All right. Mm. Well, let's transition into the work playlist.
Okay.
As I stated earlier, Friday and the music that was released was really a breath of fresh air for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just in thanks to her, but in large part, we just need to give all the credit, praise, mm-hmm. and honor mm-hmm. to Jasmine Sullivan.
You damn right. Okay. Hotels.
She released an EP. Yep. She wanted to make it clear it is not an album.
Because it was very interlude heavy, which made it very cohesive.
Yeah.
But when it comes to albums and interludes, one or two is enough for me. I don't need... Song, interlude. But that's the way it made sense for this specific project. And it was such a good project.
You know what album is one of my favorites of all time? And it has 9 million interludes. But it also is like, at the end of it, it's like 21 tracks. Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson.
But interludes back then were like a big deal. Now, interludes don't. A lot of interludes now don't have anything to do with the
That's
album.
That's true, too.
So it's like, what the fuck was
how
that for?
How are we here?
Yeah, how did we get here?
Yeah.
Her interludes were perfect for this.
The track that would follow.
Yep.
So if you haven't listened, definitely check out Hotels. It's actually...
It's 20-something minutes. It's not long.
No, it's not long at all. Yep. It's 32. Oh,
okay.
It's 32 minutes, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs in an intro.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
I did too.
Some people are saying that they're not crazy about
it. I love it. It's so good.
I think it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it my favorite Jasmine Sullivan mm-hmm. piece? No, but I mean, all three other things that she's released have been albums.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give that to her. But I love the features. Mm-hmm. I love the content. Mm-hmm. I got to give me a nigga with some money.
Price tag.
I got a nigga, so I need him to get money.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Tyrell.
Oh, Lord.
I know I've always been opposed to you selling drugs, but now may be the time.
You know what? It's funny you say that. He was just texting me the other day about something. I was like, what is happening?
I sent him this tweet the other day of this dog looking at, looking like it's got glasses on the computer, and it looks like it's studying, and the caption says, "Selling rock for crack for beginners, lesson one."
Nonetheless,
oh,
what's your favorite song on the album?
Oh,
or the
man.
EP?
Hold on. Let me pull up the track list. Is it Put It Down? Which is the one with Ari Lennox?
That's On It.
On It is a good one. On It's nasty.
So I was listening to that in the bathroom. Tyrell gonna come in. We gonna come back to that later. I like that one.
Of course you do.
Right. Boy, bye.
Of course, On It with Ari Lennox is great. Lost One, I mean, that was good. Ugh. Before it even came, like, it's on this project. Put It Down is also one of my good ones. And then I also like Girl Like Me with her. I love them together. Yeah. They sound so good together.
That is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. My two favorites are Put It Down and Price Tags.
Okay.
You know I'm a huge Anderson .Paak fan.
Yes.
And I'm still extremely salty with him and Jasmine Sullivan that they gave us such a short fucking amazing song on his last album. What's the name of that song? Hold on. Let me go to his album really quick. Y'all, I love that song. It's literally like one of my favorite songs on that whole album, and it's like a minute and a half. So on the Ventura album, it's Good Heels. The song is like a minute and a half long. It's perfect, and I'm still mad at them that it wasn't a full song. But nonetheless, those are my two favorites. In other new music, we had Russ release a song called Ugly with Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. That is a bop, and the video is, I like it. It's a lot of strippers, a lot of beautiful brown skin strippers.
Mm-hmm.
Scrippers, okay?
Scrippers.
If y'all want something a little ratchet, that's a good one. We also got, actually, for things that were released yesterday, those were my favorites. There was other stuff that I listened to and now I can't remember, but it didn't stand out to me. But I have some other new music stuff. But Kirsten, was there any other releases yesterday specifically?
Not really. Jasmine Sullivan took my day.
Okay.
I just turned that on and just let it play. And I said, ooh, this is good.
I listened to it three times through.
I said, ooh, I missed her. God.
Already.
That voice. Whew.
Okay. Where's my... Okay, here we go. Other new songs that were... Oh, duh. How could I forget about that? They were pushing it real heavy. Best Friend.
Oh, Saweetie, I did see that.
Featuring
Doja Cat.
I'm not crazy about the song. It's fun, but I'm not crazy about it.
The video is funny.
Yeah. The video's cute. They look good.
They do.
We also had Use Somebody. Actually, I did like that. I don't know why I didn't add that to my playlist. So Division did a cover of Use Somebody, the rock song. You know that I could use somebody.
Oh,
they did a cover of that. It's on the deluxe, I guess, edition of Amusing Her Feelings, called Amusing Her Feelings or something.
Is that what it's called?
I think Amusing. Yeah, I think. Check that out.
That's creative, guys.
Now released a new song. I did not get a chance to listen to that one. But the other thing that I did get a chance to listen to was Van Jess released a new song called Curious. It's okay.
Okay.
Just okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then other things that I've been listening to, because I've been listening to a lot of music. Of course, Bus It by Erica Banks.
That little challenge is going viral.
I want to do it.
I really want to do it. I don't have a TikTok.
Me neither. Tyrell does.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know. I haven't been very into TikTok yet. Like, I like watching TikTok videos
on
but,
another platform.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't really care to figure that shit out at the moment.
I don't either. Tyrell loves it though. He feels like it has the best algorithm of any social media.
I have heard that its algorithm is bomb.
Which is addictive.
Yeah.
Which sounds dangerous, which means I don't need to download
right.
it.
Right, because I will be on my phone all the time. As
exactly.
if I'm not on it all the
Already.
Time now.
Mm-mm. Exactly. I've also been killing Good Days by SZA still.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening, speaking of TikTok, I learned my first TikTok dance over New Year's.
Oh?
I learned... Corvette.
I'm in the mother. Yeah. Oh, you walk like that. You talk like that.
Something like that. Anyway, so I've been listening to that. Tyrell's little sister taught me.
Oh.
Yeah, but I realized after the fact she taught me a little bit of a white version. I had to go back and watch
the black people.
I was like, okay, so
Yeah, it's more of like a
I've been listening to Lemonade by Internet Money.
Oh gosh.
I've been listening to Stay Down by Lil Durk. I've been listening to Damage by Her on fucking repeat. I love that song. And then you know the song Hittin' they play on the radio here by Money Mew or Money Moo.
How does it go?
Hittin'.
Oh.
Hittin'. Hittin'. Better watch your bitch for Hittin'. Better watch
your bitch for Hittin'. It's the 2021 version of Knuck If You Buck. Okay.
No, I think he's talking about the other Hittin'.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, I think he's talking about hitting an all-compassing thing. Like, he's Hittin'.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's talking, better watch your bitch before I hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Not physical. I don't think.
I hope not. Yeah. Let's not promote domestic violence. Jeez.
I've also been listening to this song by Blast called Chosen featuring Tyga and Ty Dolla $ign. I think you'll like that, Kirsten.
Okay.
Check it out. And then last but not least, actually two things. Already Best Friends, Jack Harlow and Chris Brown. That's my favorite song on Jack Harlow's album, which is a pretty decent album, might I say. Tyrell loves it.
Okay.
And then What Do You Say, which is one of Common's more recent songs featuring PJ.
You had a good time with music this week.
Girl, I've been adding so much music. You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
I don't know why she just popped up, but Nicki Minaj's baby.
The cutest baby ever. Oh my God, that baby's cheeks.
And all that fucking jewelry they have on him.
Papa Bear.
He is beautiful.
He's so cute. And is a very good mix of the two of them.
I have no idea what that man looks like. So he,
hold that.
When I saw the baby, he just looked like Nicki to me.
He looked like his daddy too. A lot of people don't realize it, but that baby looked like his daddy.
Is he in prison?
No.
Oh, okay.
He went to prison.
I thought he was going back.
He almost went back for not registering as a sex offender in California.
Mm-hmm.
But
that got cleared up?
Yeah, because he went and registered.
Got you.
Let me find a good picture without
Let me see that baby.
That's him.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, they are a good mix.
The baby is a really good mix. Yeah. Of the two of them. When I saw, I said, oh, wow.
What's his name? Y'all?
Kenneth Petty. Or the baby? We don't know.
No, the man.
Kenneth Petty.
Okay. Oh my God.
That
goodness.
Baby.
He's so cute.
He is so cute and very rich.
I guess, clearly.
Papa Bear.
You heard she just settled a lawsuit with Tracy Chapman.
$450,000. Mm-hmm. They got the diamond chain, Papa Bear. Is that a Rolex?
Yes.
And a diamond bracelet.
Either a Rolex or what's them things they be talking about?
Audemars Piguet.
Piguet.
Yes.
That. No, the thing about discovering designers from rap songs is that you're never 100% sure if that's the how rap songs it. Is how you say it.
It's usually not.
Pass that verse AC.
Yeah.
Anyways. All
this
right.
This baby is so doggone cute.
What have you been listening to, Kirsten?
Honestly, it's really been Jasmine Sullivan. That's it. And then I've been going back through my, Lord, don't want to play that.
Uh-oh. What's that, Kirsten?
Oh, nothing crazy. It was Beanie Man.
Oh. Girls Dim Sugar?
Yes.
I'm done with you.
Because I was about to say, I've been going back through my top songs for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just bringing myself back to that. I've been heavy on Ari Lennox's album, BMO.
Shea Butter Baby?
Mm-hmm. And then I've also been listening to... After Jasmine Sullivan, it naturally takes you into Fantasia every time on Spotify.
Okay.
It's hilarious. Because I listened to, I think I pressed Lost One or something. Mm-hmm. And it naturally went. The next song was When I See You by Fantasia. And so I was jamming in my kitchen. I said, oh, shit, I heard this in forever.
I might have to go listen to
Girl,
the
thing when you listen to Jasmine Sullivan, y'all don't like click on an album or anything on Spotify. Like if you just click on a single and you know how Spotify like plays, it naturally leads you into Fantasia, Keisha Cole.
You gonna get these vocals today?
Best playlist ever. Okay,
she said ever.
I listened to Fantasia, Keisha Cole. Took me to Ashanti. Like, girl, I was in the kitchen like...
Mad about that Versus.
Okay. Which, by the way, they have since postponed again. They won't be together.
At this point, we don't care.
Yeah, everybody was like, all right, we're over it now. Ashanti is COVID-free, though. They did say that, which is great. Because I think it was her parents that were sick, too. And they were in the hospital.
Aww.
But everybody is since okay. Mm-hmm. So, kudos to that. But yeah, y'all, Jasmine Sullivan took over, and then all the old school music that I haven't heard in forever became my playlist for this week. And I just hit
2000s R&B. Girl. Sounds like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought I kicked you. Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
It was good. When I See You by Fantasia will always be.
I love that song.
Girl.
That's a like perfectly written song.
100%. It's so good.
It's a great song.
Ugh. Who, by the way, Fantasia is pregnant too. I saw that the other day.
I saw that too.
Of a girl, a little girl.
Aww, I'm excited for her. Mm. Ooh, imagine being in Fantasia's delivery room.
Honey. All right. Anyway. Baby, when I see you.
Something wrong. Taking over me. I do.
And, oh, I love that song.
This clapback is the professional way to be like, I told your ass so. Mm. And it's just as I advised you. Mm. I've had to use that. So I tried to set a lot of people up for success before the holidays because as I advised them, I was going to be out of the office from Christmas Eve until January 4th. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had things that had to be returned January 4th by like that afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I had told people, you need to get this to me by Christmas. Mm-hmm. Get this to me before Christmas Eve. I had a lot of people that did what they needed to do, came back smooth sailing. We ain't had nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. I had about two that came back hot in the pants. Well, I had some troubles. We were trying to do it and you weren't in and da da da.
Oh, don't do this on me.
As I advised you.
I was out.
I set a due date of December 21st for you, which gave you a month at that point. So, you know, you didn't make it.
Yeah, that's on you, boo.
Sorry. I told you so. Y'all feel free. If you ever feel like you're sitting there in the office and you're yelling at your computer like, I fucking told your ass that shit.
Yeah.
As I advised you is the way that you can articulate that in an email or on a call.
Say that, boo.
All right. Mm. Simple as that.
That's a good one.
Tip.
Yeah. So it's at the time of this recording, it is January 9th. I know. By the time y'all hear this, it will be Monday, January 11th. A lot of people, if you got a new job or switched jobs or whatever, such as myself, you will be starting a new job on Monday, right? What I will say about that, just go into it, y'all. You can't really be prepared when you don't know what's coming. However, take this weekend to do some, or take a day, whatever day, to do some self-care, just to relax yourself. You get nervous jitters going into a new job. You don't know these people really. It's a whole lot of newness, and it comes at you fast, okay? If you are not necessarily a quick learner, or it takes you a minute to understand new processes, take some notes on your downtime. Make sure that you guys practice whatever it is that you need to do. Mm-hmm. If there's a new system that you don't necessarily understand and someone else that's joining the team with you understands it more, reach out to them. This is how you start building relationships. Mm-hmm. Reach out to them, ask them for some help. If you're a visual learner, make sure that you're reading whatever it is your stuff is supposed to be. If you're learn better by doing, if somebody is teaching you something, do it yourself while they're walking you through it so you can learn it. Mm-hmm. I myself am a very quick learner, which is an advantage and a disadvantage because I get bored extremely fast. However, if you guys feel like it's a lot all at once, it's okay. Because that tends to happen when you start something new. Mm-hmm. Take a few deep breaths. You will be fine. And most companies know it takes people some months to really start getting their processes and understanding it. So give yourself grace. It's okay. You don't have to have it all that first week. If you do, kudos. If you don't, that's fine too. Do not put undue pressure on yourself at the start of this year. Because if 2021 ain't showed us nothing, it's that it will show its ass. Okay?
I'm done with you.
So it's okay. Give yourself some grace and you'll be fine. I promise.
And start off organized. That's always
my tip. Don't be starting a job and you don't know where your stuff is.
Go to TJ Maxx.
Okay. Do what you need to do. I myself am probably, I won't have time to do it this weekend, but I am going to get some quotes to do a bulk trash pickup because I'm about to make my third bedroom my office. And I gotta clear some shit out. It's a bunch of shit in my house that I do not need. So if that's the case, if you guys need room to work or whatever, if you've been working at your kitchen counter and you tired, make some space for you to have an office or make some space for you to have that quiet area where you can get things done or do what you need to do. You know, whatever it is that you feel like you need to set yourself up for some success, do that whenever you have time. And make sure that you guys really do take care of yourself. Because when people start new jobs, a lot of times they just run themselves into the ground trying to get stuff done in the first week. And you don't have to do that. It's okay.
Yep.
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Kirsten. And we are all sending you positivity on your first week of your new job. You're going to kill it. Corvette, Corvette.
Oh, God. Okay. How did I know it was going that way? When y'all saw you pick your hands up in my head, I was like, oh, bitch. Here we go.
Corvette, Corvette. Wait, no, it's Corvette, Corvette.
Yeah, I thought it was the drive thing first.
Bitch. Corvette, Corvette. This is where I, because we got distracted, we really focused on that, first part. Eight count.
Okay.
And then we got here, the alcohol started settling, and for myself, not the baby sister.
I was about to say, you got the baby drinking too?
Rubs, hands, dice, throw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I think this is it or something. Yep. It's the funky chicken. It's the funky chicken. Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Hit. Which my hit is weird. I mean, but these kids, they can hit that folk. They can do all that shit. But y'all better believe I can chicken head my ass off and I can pool palace to the day I die.
Pool palace.
Bend your knees, rock your hips.
It's easy. It's quite easy. It doesn't involve all the intricate details of the things these days. Like the Savage Challenge, I can do it, but the arm shit and yeah, all that. It's a lot. And don't even try to get me to do Savage Remix Challenge, because child, they got that.
That was full choreography.
Girl, the twins, I tried to do it the other day and I was like, why? Well, because
I can do this Buster Challenge, though.
That I can do as well. That's quite drop simple.
Yeah, until your knees are in that, like, by the time you get to the is you, I'll be ready to stand up. And it's not over yet.
No, it takes a minute.
I'll be like, oh, okay.
Okay, time to come back up. Well, you can edit it to stop at the is you if you want.
No, all the cute ones are like, is you? And then it cuts off and it's that last bit. Ooh, girl, tell that to my knees.
Anyway, y'all, we're gonna go have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And make sure that you guys take care of yourself, and Lord willing, the next week will be quite calmer than this week has been. 'Cause child. All right, y'all, bye,
be safe.